And the next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Joe McEwen. The Wildcats bring back three veterans who started extensively last year and eight letter winners who all helped Northwestern to its second 20-win season in the past 3 years. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. Would you mind offering up some opening comments? Then we'll open the call for questions.
Okay, thank you. Excited to get going again. And, we're a very young team. We lost 6,000 points plus in our senior class. But, I just really like the energy and the enthusiasm of everybody that's been in practice, everybody coming back. And then we have four freshmen that have come in. And, right now they're doing a great job of playing like sophomores instead of freshmen. But, that may change when the ball goes up here in about a week. But really excited about our team. Very very different style of play than what we've done the past 4 years. So, practices are really spirited, really competitive right now.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
To ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Vera Jones, Big Ten Network.
Hi, Coach. Hey, how are you?
Great.
Hey,
how are you?
Obviously, big changes for you with that senior class moving on, who left a legacy of winning, of course. But in what other ways do you think that they kind of defined the culture for you for this team moving forward?
Yeah, I think here with they raised the bar at Northwestern. They learned how to win on the road in the Big Ten. They got to the NCAA tournament, ranked in the top 20. They expected to win when they walked on the court, and that was very different than for the most part before I got here. Northwestern just didn't have that competitive edge, and I feel like that's what they brought, and it was just a confidence factor. And so our young players that played with them, sense that and realize this is Northwestern now. You're supposed to be good. So I think
right.
That's probably the biggest thing they did for our program as a group.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Coach.
Okay.
Yes, they did. Good luck.
Thanks.
Your next question is from Michelle Vopel, ESPN.com.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I wanted to ask you a little bit about, you're entering your 10th season in the Big Ten, and if you could maybe answer two questions. First is, how have you seen maybe a change in style of play or different things that different programs, and I know the conference has expanded in your time, how that's changed? And then also, I feel like a lot of people thought the Big Ten was shortchanged with some NCAA tournament bids last year, and maybe teams didn't get the benefit of the doubt. As someone who spent a lot of time in the A-10 and knows what that's like, from a quote-unquote mid-major perspective, did you feel that was the case, and is that something that the conference with, better scheduling or whatever can address so they do get the benefit of the doubt when it comes to NCAA tournament selection?
Yeah, Michelle, thank you. I've been on both sides of March Madness, and it's no fun when you get left out, and that happened to our league this year. I feel like, sometimes committees will take teams and just match them instead of conferences, and there's so much unbalanced scheduling now in college basketball and in the conferences. Some play 18 games, some play 16, some play scheduling parameters. So it's really, I think it's a very difficult challenge for a committee member to decide who's better. And not that it's a tough job, but I feel like our league last year was really competitive. From, as you mentioned, we expanded, and the schools we had it were schools that really care about women's basketball: Nebraska, Maryland, Rutgers. So it's it's changed our league from that standpoint too. But I feel like we're really deep, and I know Coach Weiss, sometimes her and I would say, one through 12, 1 through 14, everybody can beat everybody, and that's what makes our league, different. Michelle, and you know, I feel like we got shortchanged last year, maybe even the year before. But you know, hopefully that'll create some awareness for the league this year. And we got a lot of great players, a lot of great teams. We had teams that won 20 games, you know, that were left out. Teams that won more than that, and teams that finished third, fourth, didn't get in, and teams that finished fifth, sixth did. So I don't know how that. I don't know. What's that saying about the regular season? You know, maybe it gets devalued sometimes. And as you mentioned, coming from a program where I had a top 10 team, top 20 team, and we always felt like our seed was, you know, was based on our conference and not the fact that we had just beaten, you know, Duke, or we, you know, we played Tennessee or we played Connecticut or whatever. So I think it's a tough job. I'm never going to be on that committee.
Thank you.
We have time for one final question from the media.
It's from Christy Winter Scott, Big Ten Network.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Hey, Christy. I'm good. I'm good. How are you? Hello?
Christy, you still there?
Are you there still? Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I heard you mention that because of the graduation of the four seniors that you were going to play a different way. What specifically is that new way that your team will be playing in terms of philosophy?
Yeah, Chrissy, yeah, we're more now. We had been, you know, when we were really good, we were a really athletic, transition, fast break team that could score a lot of points and score points in a hurry. And now I think we're more of a, you know, we're going to have to be more of a power team, more of a half court grinded out team, and you know, take really good care of the basketball. So that's our goal. And so far we're doing a pretty good job, but you know, most of the players we have that were in our system are used to playing in transition and kind of a wide open style. And now it's, you know, we're kind of being a little more half court oriented. So I'll keep you posted on it. Check in with me at Christmas.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. All the best for a successful season.
All right. Thank you.